The Sawmill Cove dock question will likely be the first of a flurry of ballot propositions to come before the Assembly for consideration before the deadline in early August. In spending just over 2 hours working on the issue, Assembly members were aware that they were treading over some controversial territory. A citizen initiative in 2006 required a public vote before the transfer of municipal tidelands for the construction of a large cruise ship dock, but left open the possibility of building a dock on city-owned land in Sawmill Cove. Twice before in the previous decade, Sitka voters had shot down proposals for cruise ship docks, once on tidelands adjacent to Sheldon Jackson College and once at the O'Connell Bridge. The Sawmill Cove Board of Directors drafted the proposed ballot question. Board member Charles Horan told the Assembly that public support was going to be critical, even though it was not a legal requirement.
You guys might just say it's such a great idea, just bring us a proposal, you know, and we could do that, but we're, I guess, making the political assumption that, you know, we should bring the folks outside along with us.
If there were no cruise ships involved, the Sawmill Cove Board could, and probably would, move ahead on its own with developing a city-owned dock in the hope that it would establish Sitka as a true Pacific port. But that remains speculative, while cruise ship moorage is a near certainty. Horan said the dock pencils out as a break-even proposition if just one cruise ship a day ties up there. He said the board knew that there were many operational details to be worked out, but right now they were looking only for permission to ask the public's permission to proceed.
I would like to keep those issues out of this debate and keep this debate focused on if we can come up with a feasible plan to develop a deep water dock, multi-purpose, that includes a cruise ship. We're not going to hide that because it's got to be the anchor tenant. If we can do that, is a community interested in getting the benefits that a deep water dock will bring?
The Assembly initially split in two directions on the ballot language. Those who felt it would not meet voter approval unless there were a lot more planning done, and those who felt it was not worth doing extensive planning without first getting voter approval. Here's Jack Osmond, followed by Marco Dapsevich.
I'm certainly in favor of allowing the citizens to vote, particularly on this particular item, which has been very contentious in the past. I don't think they've got a chance, and we've got a chance in the world of getting it to pass, though, with the information that we have at hand, to go out and say that the only way this can work is to have a cruise ship use the dock, and that puts the city into the business of operating and managing a dock with no indications of cost or revenue. I don't think they got a chance of winning that vote.
If we're serious about pursuing this, why don't we tell the voters just exactly what they're going to get if they vote yes or if they vote no? Because you know what, I'll be long gone, but I guarantee you, without putting information under the informational on this, nobody's really going to have an idea of what they're voting for.
And on the other side of the issue, Cheryl Westover and Nancy Cavanaugh.
Do you want Sitka to survive economically, and is this one way to do it? And maybe down the road your taxes aren't going to be ridiculous and we can all still afford to live here. All we're asking is yes or no, and then let's work on it as a community on how it will work for us.
This is permission to go forward. This is there a political will in Sitka to look at a multi-purpose dock that will hold a cruise ship? And if there isn't the political will to do that, then it isn't worth investing a penny.
Member Heidi Raffelli suggested a middle ground that worked for most of the Assembly. Since planning was lacking, she proposed amending the first sentence of the advisory question to read, "Shall the city of Sitka develop a plan for the construction of a multi-purpose dock?" The rest of the Assembly agreed to the amendment, with only Jack Osmond opposed. John Sherrod then proposed including language in the informational section of the ballot question that would call attention to some of the proposed benefits of the dock, based on a letter supplied by the Sawmill Cove Board. The letter described the potential for barge operations for sand, gravel, and biofuels, dock space for large research ships, and a connection to ocean-going commerce to the rest of the world. This and several other related informational amendments were good for the majority of the Assembly, but only Reber Stein sensed impending trouble in drafting a ballot question about a dock without more diverse public input.
We're really restricting ourselves to representing just one point of view when it comes to assembling this informational packet, because the folks at home who are listening to this and are very interested in the impacts of a dock will not be able to come and get your attention and have you modify this and still have it be timely for the ballot. So I'm very concerned about how we end up inadvertently lobbying as the assembly, as a body, lobbying for this when it's truly supposed to be advisory.
Stein was the lone no vote on the assembly. Since it was substantially revised, the proposed Sawmill Cove dock advisory question will have to come before the assembly on two more readings on July 22nd and August 12th. If passed, the question will appear before Sitka voters at the municipal election on October 7th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.